Sorry, I know it's really late and I'm calling, but, well, you weren't answering your phone and, I didn't see you at school or in the library or anywhere, so, I thought I'd just leave a voicemail wondering if you could come over maybe a little later. If not, I understand. I completely get it. I just thought I'd try. I know we haven't talked in a while, and I'm sorry, but I'd really like to see you. So, yeah, give me a call if you get a chance. Bye.
It's you. Come in, come in. Get out of the rain. Hey. What are you doing here? Oh, right. I gotta honestly forgot that I sent that. You know what? Just forget that I ever sent that voicemail. I mean, it was late. I was stupid, and I might have been a little bit tipsy. that's not the point. The point is that it's late. I'm tired. I'm sure you're tired. It's been a long day. Oh, you wanted to talk to me. Okay. About what? May I ask? Right. Yeah, we probably should talk about that night. To be honest, I don't really remember much about what happened. I'm sure you can fill me in. Just follow me. I'll show you around. Yeah, I know you've been here before, but it's been a while. I'm also sorry about that, too. I haven't been talking to you as much as I should have been. I don't know, I guess ever since, you know, the party and me blacking out, everything's been kind of crazy. And I didn't really know what to say to you, because I don't remember, so... But, this is the living room, as I'm sure you remember. Let me just move this closed. I need to do laundry. You can just sit here on the couch. Do you want anything to drink? You're fine. Okay. I guess we should talk now. Then... Okay. I'm ready. Tell me, please. Well, the first thing I remember was the party was crazy. There was a lot of people there. I'm never used to going to things like that. And then there was, I remember Brandon was there. And he was... drunk like everyone else, and we wanted to play a stupid game like truth or dare or something like that. It's so childish, I know, right? Do you remember? And you know, we dared me to take a shot straight. Worst idea I've ever had, let me tell you. But from there, that's pretty much all I remember. Well, I don't really remember the next dare that he dared me to do. What was it? Was it really that bad? What? What? I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? You dared me to kiss you. Like, for me and you to connect mouths with saliva. And everything. Oh, okay. Wow. No, I'm sorry. That just was not what I expected you to say. Great. Did I do it? I did. Oh. Well, I'm sorry that I don't remember that. Oh, I feel so embarrassed. Oh my goodness. Well, can I make it up to you in any way? I mean, I'm sure there's something you want. I would be mortified if I kissed my best friend and they didn't remember and I remembered and I just had to live with that and everything and it was just all but what? There is something I can do. Oh, but what is it? Literally anything. Just tell me. I could make you some food. I'm not a very good cook though. The best thing I can do is probably put some pizza rolls in the oven or something like that. But you know the pizza rolls are really. I'm spazzing out again. I'm sorry. I didn't do that. You know that. Tell me. What can I do? Remember this time? What do you mean, remember this time? That's what you meant. You kissed me. My best friend kissed me. Again, that is because we've kissed before, obviously, or so I just found out. But that was the second time we've kissed twice now, and you're my best friend, and I'm ready to there. Oh, what? Okay. Oh my gosh. It's fine. I'm sorry. I tend to get nervous. I'm sorry. Okay. What does that mean? It was it just. Kiss, a casual kiss doesn't mean anything, or is there something more that you're thinking that I'm just not reading? Because I honestly don't know. Yeah, that does answer my question. Fucking hate myself that I didn't remember that the first time. You too. Oh, shut up.